Morning. Learning should be l'schus, the Yidden on Eretz Yisrael. Those that need refuah should have a refuah. Hostages should be returned safely. The soldiers should have success in completely eradicating the evil. So, wrapping up our subject matter of inedible chametz. So, this is probably the last sub-topic that we'll discuss before Pesach, which is essentially up until this point, we've been discussing consuming chametz orally, and we've gone through consuming chametz orally that's inedible, an active ingredient, an inactive ingredient, alcohols that can be reconstituted, and so on and so forth. The last subject matter is actually quite fascinating, and this is in relation to a potential consumption of chametz non-orally. And we find this concept in the laws of Yom Kippur, where the Gemara in the 8th chapter of Yuma concludes that on Yom Kippur, one is not allowed to obviously eat or drink chametz. And the Gemara says, in addition to the prohibition, eat or drink anything, sorry, not just chametz. I'm trying to, you're not allowed to eat or drink any food items, and the Gemara says, and learns out from various verses, that on Yom Kippur, actually spreading some cream on your body, referred to as sicha, actually is deemed as drinking. Sicha is kishtia. And maybe this can be explained scientifically, but at least on a halachic level, when a cream or a shampoo or some sort of lotion is placed on the body, it has the halachic status of consuming it orally like drinking. And therefore, it retains biblical prohibitions to anoint oneself on Yom Kippur. So there is a fascinating discussion in the Poskim in chapter 117 in Yerideya. If this applies to other prohibitions of eating, for example, milk and meat, forbidden fats, forbidden meats, is one allowed to anoint oneself or to spread this cream on one's body? And there's a huge discussion in the Poskim with about a four-way dispute about how we apply this to other prohibitions. The bottom line, as we'll see, the Alter Rebbe seems to take a lenient viewpoint regarding this matter, and therefore, if there's chametz in one's shampoo, this would not be an issue, although in other communities they take a stricter viewpoint. But as we'll discuss, if there's a shampoo or if there's a some sort of the question over here is actually quite interesting, because we basically concluded that according to the majority of Poskim, you can't even own an item that has an alcohol based chametz, that's even if it's an edible, because alcohol based chametz could be reconstituted. So obviously this question of an anointing is irrelevant, because even without that it would be an issue just to own it. The question over here is about chametz based shampoos that have grains in them, and they can't be reconstituted, so they're not an alcohol-based item, and in relation to those, would spreading them on your body be an issue or not, even if they can't be reconstituted? And that's the discussion, and like I said, generally in Chabad, we take a more lenient viewpoint regarding this, but in other communities, they are stricter. Have a wonderful day.